We're very pleased to have with us right now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, making his regular Monday visit to the show. Coach, we know obviously how tough it is to experience that, and I'm sure a game like that, as much as you got to put it aside, some are a little harder to put aside than others.
But the first game, because you put so much into it, that's kind of what you set your sights on is your first game, and you got all the work in the, of course, in the off season and training camp, and you get ready for the first opponent, and you see a tremendous effort. Really, the guys played hard.
Yeah.
I mean, on all sides of the ball, they played extremely hard. You know, there's lots of areas where we need to play better. And, you know, I'm disappointed for the players because they put in a lot of effort and we didn't get the results we were looking for against, a super opponent.
So when you get that chance to give your team sort of that message of we've got to put this away, but and also as much as went wrong – you have to be proud of effort, so you sort of walk that balance, right? I mean,
right.
You can tell them some, you can give them some good feedback, but maybe the bottom line is, this is over. We've got to concentrate on Cincinnati, and that's it.
Yeah, and part of the message is you can't substitute great effort for lack of results, and
I
think that's, they understand that, and this team has played hard. For me, all last year they played hard.
Right.
And they played hard. You know, that was the same yesterday, of course. And now we just got to play better.
So let's start with playing better. Brandon Whedon struggled mightily. A guy who, through offseason, through training camp, for the most part, and even bits and pieces of what I took away from his three preseason games, I didn't see signs of a game like that coming up in his first game. How surprised were you that it ended up being that much of a struggle for him?
Well, I think what we need to get is there needs to be more efficiency in terms of just the passing game in general. Mm. We had drop passes. There was times when they got pressure. Although I mentioned, especially early in the game, I thought for the most part the pass protection was pretty good against a real good pass rush. You know, and then we just missed some throws.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a combination, and there's a lot of areas where every player out there can get better, and I think they will.
Can you – how far will you go with the intricate details of mechanics, of those sorts of things? Is that the types of issues that you deal with after a game like that with a player, or what is the general focus of how you get him to focus on where he needs to improve?
Well, every player in every practice works on their fundamentals. That's just part of it. And when something happens, regardless of what position you play, you just go back and you work on the basics. It's very cliche, but that's the way it is, and that's always the case. And so that's why I don't want to overreact to it at this point.
Sure.
You work on the fundamentals each week and each day. And during the season, you put those fundamentals toward playing a specific opponent. And so that's what we'll do this week, getting ready to play the Bengals.
And because he's a rookie, even though he is an older rookie,
right.
Is his confidence in any way a concern for you that he might dwell on this as much as you and the other coaches will give him that message to forget it and have a short memory or have selective amnesia? How do you get him out of that train of thinking and just so his confidence doesn't suffer?
Well, we take him through the process. You know, after the game, you watch the tape, you make the corrections, and then you move on. And I think that's the stage we're at right now. They're done watching the tape. We've kind of given him a little introduction to the Bengals. I'm sure he'll spend most of this evening watching them play on Monday Night Football. And he'll come back in here tomorrow morning. And even though it's an off day, he'll be in here, and he'll be watching the tape and getting a feel for how they play defense. And then we'll put in a plan and we'll get to work.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us as he always does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brandon was not the only guy, as we mentioned, to have some issues offensively. Your passing game, your receivers need to do a better job of catching it, need to do a better job of getting open, need to do a lot of things that you've discussed. That, too, as a process, how do you address that in the course of this week and getting it turned around?
Well, we just go back to basics. You know, we got to get some work against bump and run. You know, I think that's the one thing young receivers got to get a feel for in regular season games. You know, they come in out of college where you see very little of that.
Right.
And that's a big transition for them, because that's one of the two most important things for a receiver. It's number one, beat and bump and run, in the order of which it happens, you know, because that happens at the snap.
Sure.
And then you have to catch the ball. So if a receiver has to constantly work on those two phases of their game.
Trent Richardson, really, we talked about this, the effort that he gave was impressive for a guy who had missed all the time he missed, and he got a lot of work out there. Was it more work than you probably wanted them to have, A, just given what he had missed in time and coming off that knee surgery, and B, where do you see, because it looked like he acknowledges, looked like he just wasn't his full self in terms of, you know, not having that initial burst.
Well, I think one of the things I really appreciate about Trent is he's a hard guy to keep out of there. I was hoping he would get a half of the snaps, and he got about two-thirds of them, you know, and he's a hard guy to keep out of there. We primarily used him on first, second down, put Brandon in there on third down. And, you know, I think he when he watches the tape, you know, there's attention to detail that can only be polished up by practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because he's missed some practice, some of those little things that maybe we as coaches see will get better. He'll get sharper with getting his foot in the ground and making those little subtle cuts. And he's a competitive guy. And I know this, he's going to be in here. He was in here early this morning. And he's going to be challenged in his own mind to make sure he gets better next week.
You mentioned your pass protection, and especially early on, was good. But as the game wore on, it was pretty evident the run blocking wasn't maybe as consistent as you would certainly like, and it looked like they had some issues there. How do you see, as a group, the line kind of addressing that? Is that blocking such a physical mindset thing? Can you just instill that more? What do you do to address that?
Well, there's fundamentals to blocking as well, obviously, and I think our guys got to go back, and we just got to work on the details of it. Anytime you're blocking a run, there's tight ends involved, there's fullbacks involved, there's, if you're running to the perimeter, of course, perimeter blocks, and so it's all coordinated.
Sure.
You know, Monday everybody's giving praise and assigning blame, and I don't want to overreact on any of those areas, because I think we just need to get better.
Sure.
And I think the encouraging thing for me to see is that, and I mentioned this to our local media today, that all the mistakes that I saw happen on the field on Sunday are correctable.
Right.
And I think that's the approach, and that's the starting point as we move forward. See things out there that aren't correctable, then you're like, whoa, how do we get this fixed? Well, I don't think that's the case.
That's a great thing, because the point you're making is correctable means players capable of doing it the right way can do it.
Right.
If they're not correctable, what you're saying is they did it that way because they just maybe can't do it the right way.
Right.
And you don't
and
have
it's
that.
It's not just players. It's coaches. It's the whole operation.
Yeah.
You know, there's things we can do to help them do their job better.
Sure.
The focus always is on the players, as it should be. Unfortunately, I think it's important that we don't forget that this is a team thing, and it involves, you know, the players and the coaches and the whole way we do business.
And the other thing not to forget is how well this defense performed. I mean, getting those turnovers, putting you in a position, frankly, to win the game, and with a lead late in the game and the great play that DeQuell Jackson made, but your young linebackers performed at a level that I don't think anyone, at least on the outside, could have expected. Maybe that's what exactly what you thought they would do. But talk about that. That defense really played at such a high level for you.
Yeah, I think so. And when you look at defensive football, it's like when you look at offensive, you know, you got to score points, which we didn't do enough of. And on defense, you know, Philadelphia is a big play team. They score lots of points.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept them off the board pretty well. And I think that's important. Our guys battled. We found a way to get pressure on Michael Vick. We hit him a few times and disrupted their passing game. I think they threw the ball 56 times.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so that's good. Now we just – again, you know, I don't feel like it's a great effort wasted. I do think there's areas in there that we can get better as well, and specific things that Dick and the staff will be working on with the guys. And I think we as a team just got to put it together better so that we can go out and beat Cincinnati.
And that's what your next task is, to mm-hmm. take on the Bengals next Sunday at Cincinnati. They play tonight against the Ravens. Will you spend some time watching Monday Night Football, knowing, I know full well, that your actual study and breakdown of this team is going to come from coaches' tape, but talk about that process of tonight's game and how you'll watch that.
Yeah, we have all the information up, you know, to date, and then we'll work on that here until the evening. And then, of course, this will be one Monday Night Football game where we'll put special attention on the game.
Sure.
And that information will get to us quickly. We'll put it in the computer, and we'll be able to get to work on that tomorrow.
What kind of challenge do they present? First of all, say defensively. There's such a physical.
Well, I think they're a defense that they find a way to get pressure on you. They have certain things that they like to do. I think Mike Zimmer does a good job. It's an aggressive style. You know, it's a four-man front, much like the one we just faced. They're bigger up front. They're kind of more stout guys, and they play their cover schemes a little bit different. But we're anticipating, since it's the same defensive coordinator, we'll see much of the same stuff.
Sure.
And so that's what we'll get ready for. And then same on offense. You know, their offense is, you know, they like to run the football and play action. And, of course, A.J. Green, and they've got weapons there, and they play pretty well.
Excellent. Coach, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Take care.
He is Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.